You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders shares a few thoughts about his beloved Boston Red Sox and the hope that comes with the start of a new season.
Now is the best time to talk about my beloved Boston Red Sox. It's April. The season has barely begun. Every morning from now through September, I'll go to the Red Sox website to see how they fared the day before. I'm already planning a trip to Houston in mid-June when they'll face the Astros. It doesn't look like we are headed to Boston for our annual summer pilgrimage. We're likely headed toward the West Coast for a road trip from San Francisco north on Highway 101. Never done that. So seeing the Sox in Houston might be my only chance. I try to watch at least one game live each season, a habit that stretches back 5 decades. Watching the Red Sox won't be the same without the looming presence of David Ortiz, Big Poppy. He retired last year after a stellar career and 3 World Series titles. Big Poppy is a deadlock cinch for the Hall of Fame when he becomes eligible. To partially compensate, the Sox have the hottest prospect in the major leagues in Anthony Benintendi, who won the opening game with a 3-run homer. Benintendi played college ball at the University of Arkansas before the Sox drafted him 2 years ago and gave him a $3.6 million signing bonus. It's looking like they'll get their money's worth out of this 22-year-old, playing Fenway's famed left field, once inhabited by such greats as Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, and Jim Rice. When we watched a game in Fenway last August, Ortiz slammed a run-scoring double, and Benintendi had a marvelous night. Transition, and the game goes on. I examined this season's roster. Of the Baker's dozen pitchers on the roster, only 2 names were familiar. Of the remaining positions, I recognized at most a half dozen of the players. Now, I admit I do not follow the team as closely as the truly fanatical among the Red Sox nation. But it's always jarring to me when I realize the extent major league teams swap players from one season to another, looking for that magic formula that will keep them playing well into October. This season marks a half century since the year of the impossible dream, 1967, when the Sox went from next to last to clinching the pennant on the last game of the season. My dad, brother Scott, best friend Bruce Cudamash, and I were in Fenway on the next to last day when the Sox beat the Twins to clinch a tie. Yaz won the Triple Crown that year, leading in batting average, home runs, and runs batted in. That feat has only been duplicated once since, in 2012, when Miguel Cabrera did it. One of my prized possessions is a ball autographed by Yaz with the inscription, TC 1967, Triple Crown. It sits on my Red Sox shrine shelf, along with a recently acquired Big Poppy bobblehead doll. This could be the season I shell out the $24.99 monthly fee to watch the Red Sox on MLB.com. But that won't occur until August at the earliest. I've seen my team swoon too many times in the heat of summer. Now that the glow of the New England Patriots' incredible comeback in the Super Bowl has somewhat faded, I've shelved the Pats cap and pulled my blue cap with the red B on it for my daily walks. The other day, a fellow was doing yard work as I walked by. He noticed the cap and stopped me, a fellow native New Englander eager to talk to another member of the nation. I like that. There are more of us who have crossed into Texas than you think. But I sure miss Big Poppy.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.